The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Let's hear what Donald Trump had to say in Florida yesterday, reacting to the publication by his Attorney General Bill Barr of a summary of the Mueller report.
So after a long look, after a long investigation, after so many people have been so badly hurt, after not looking at the other side, where a lot of bad things happened, a lot of horrible things happened, a lot of very bad things happened for our country, it was just announced there was no collusion with Russia, the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. There was no collusion with Russia. There was no obstruction, and none whatsoever. And it was a complete and total exoneration. It's a shame that our country had to go through this. To be honest, it's a shame that your president has had to go through this before I even got elected. It began. And it began illegally. And hopefully somebody's going to look at the other side. This was an illegal takedown that failed. And hopefully somebody's going to be looking at the other side. So it's complete exoneration, no collusion, no obstruction. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Marion McCone, does he have a point? Complete and total exoneration. No collusion, no obstruction. That's what the American people have heard. That's what they'll believe.
Well, you know, Matt, it does show the importance of getting your side out first before people are troubled by details. No, you know what? I think, and I've always said that, you have to accept the findings of Mueller, of Robert Mueller's report. He is a professional. He's a veteran investigator. He's a man that everybody regards as a man of principle and of character who isn't swayed by political imperatives. That said, we haven't seen the Mueller report. What we have seen is the interpretation of an attorney general who, before he came into this, made his bias very clear, who wrote a 19-page memo to the Department of Justice last year saying that President Trump couldn't be guilty of obstruction of justice because there was no basis for it, because he was entitled to fire whoever he wanted, as in James Comey, for any reason he wanted. So we know what Bob Mueller's opinion was. He wrote several opinion pieces in newspapers, basically saying that this, making it very clear that he didn't believe there was any need for this investigation, that he didn't support it, and that he did not believe President Trump could be guilty of obstruction of justice in any case. So we now have, what we have is a four-page letter, 14-paragraph, in which Robert Mueller is quoted like literally less than a handful of times and in a really curious way, and words are changed. So what we do know is that Robert Mueller said that he couldn't exonerate President Trump on the obstruction of justice charge. And he says, it says, while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him. Now, my sense of this, from what I know about American law, is that what Robert Mueller probably, it's surprising he didn't come to a conclusion. We don't know why, because we haven't seen the report. But what would normally happen then is it would be up to Congress. The report would be handed over to Congress, and they would decide that through their hearings what they thought, whether they thought that he had, in fact, committed obstruction of justice, and whether that was grounds for impeachment. Instead, what has happened is Bob Barr, who already made his prejudices clear, has jumped in here and said, well, Robert Mueller couldn't decide, but I will decide, and I've decided that there was no obstruction. So it's a bit of a mess. I think that what's going to happen from here, I think that there, I believe there was no collusion. You know, I think that what they found, and again, there's an interesting use of words here, where Robert Mueller says that they didn't find evidence to establish collusion, and whereas Barr says they didn't find evidence of collusion. Now, there's a difference between those two, as any lawyer will tell you.
Oh, hang on. No, Marion, sorry. I know what there are going to be certain listeners saying. This is typical of the liberal media, always out to get Trump, never giving him a fair crack of the whip or a fair shake. The report was done. The Democrats and the liberal media have lost. Take your beating and get on with it.
Matt, and I agree. You know what? I agree. I completely accept, as I said at the outset, the conclusions of Robert Mueller's report. What I'm saying is we haven't seen Robert Mueller's report. We have seen a four-page letter that was rushed out by a newly appointed attorney general who basically did an audition to become a Attorney General.
We got that point.
By saying he didn't believe in the obstruction of justice or in the investigation at all.
Well, let me turn to Cal Thomas, who's very kindly stepped out of a meeting he's at in Los Angeles to join us on the programme this evening. So, Cal, what do you make of all of this?
Well, Matt, as I say in my column tomorrow, the problem with this and a lot of other things, by the way, on both sides of the political aisle, they often begin with a conclusion and then look for evidence to support that conclusion. This entire investigation was based on a phony document, a so-called dossier, created by this former British intelligence officer, Christopher Steele, that was then paid for by the Democratic National Committee and yet later used by Republicans, spread around, used to create a FISA warrant, which allowed for all sorts of subpoenas and investigations and invasions of people's houses looking for evidence. The whole thing was bogus from the beginning. I'm saying in my column tomorrow, especially about this obstruction of justice business, if the same standard is applied to Donald Trump as James Comey, the former FBI director fired by Trump, was applied to Hillary Clinton, then there should be no problem for the president. You may recall that James Comey said that the mishandling of her emails with classified information on it may have been a violation of the law, but it was not her intent to break the law. So if we're going to have equality here, the president can say it was not my intent to obstruct justice, and he's off the hook. I'm glad this thing is over. I think the special prosecutor, special counsel has been misused for years. Congress has punted the ball to these people instead of conducting its own investigations. And the Democrats, who just last week were praising Bob Mueller as the gold standard for everything, a man of complete integrity, beyond any question, the right man for the job, are now questioning maybe whether the investigation was fair. But I would say with all those Democrat lawyers on his staff, it's going to be very difficult for Democrat members of Congress to question the integrity of this report.
But what about, as Marion has said, we still haven't seen this report. We actually don't know what's in the report. What we have is a four-page summary from the Attorney General, Bill Barr, and can we trust that it is an accurate summation of what's in the Mueller document?
Well, the law says that he doesn't have to release any of it. Now, he says, the Attorney General, that he feels that he needs to release as much as possible from it. That does not include grand jury testimony, which is privileged and private, should not contain hearsay or allegations that have not been proved. Now, I think the rest of it, and national security issues as well, I'm very much in favor of releasing the rest of it. It cost the taxpayers over $22 million. There were 500 witnesses. There were 2,800 subpoenas. This has been in the news for 2 years. So I'd like to see as much of it as possible as released. I think it's in the public interest to do so.
Of course, one of the things, Mary McKeown, that was said by people when the report emerged last night was that there's been no prosecutions, no convictions. But that actually isn't the case, is it? There's going to be no further prosecutions. But there have been how many prosecutions to date?
There have been 34 individuals have been indicted. There have been over 199 counts in which they've been indicted. And there are already four people in prison or heading to prison. If I can very quickly, and I do agree with a lot of what Cal said, but just one thing, Cal. This investigation did not come out of the Christopher Steele dossier. That is not true. And that's been said by the Trump people all along as a way of discrediting it. What started this investigation was a Trump foreign advisor, a guy called George Stephanopoulos, got drunk in London. He told an Australian diplomat that the Russians had been offering dirt on Hillary Clinton and had been offering off-the-record meetings between Trump or his campaign officials and Russian leaders. Because of the Five Eyes Agreement, which is where you have five countries, including Australia and America, that share intelligence, the diplomat reported back to Australia and they reported to the FBI. That was what started this. It was a Trump junior campaign person, admittedly, boasting that they were going to get dirt from the Russians on Hillary Clinton. And then you had all of these people who lied. You had the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, who lied about meetings with the Russian spy master, Sergei Kislyak. You had Jared Kushner, who also lied about it. You had Michael Flynn, who lied repeatedly about meetings with Kislyak and speaking to Kislyak. You had all these Trump people who lied and lied and lied. So why were they all lying? Then you had Donald Trump, firing James Comey, telling the Russian spymaster general in the Oval Office, if you don't mind, oh, that he had to get rid of Comey, he was a nut job, and now it had taken pressure over the Russian thing off him. The Russian thing, he also said that on an NBC interview. So there was clear prima facie evidence that Donald Trump was trying to cover something up. Now, maybe it didn't reach the level of collusion. I believe it didn't reach the level of collusion. I accept that Donald Trump did not collude with Russia. But there was so much other stuff going on, and we don't know why all those other lies were being told. We don't know what they were all playing at. And as you say, Matt, you have Trump's campaign manager in prison for 7.5 years. You have Trump's personal lawyer going to prison for at least 3 years. You have Michael Flynn still awaiting sentencing. You have Rick Gates still awaiting sentencing. You have, like, these are all people who were integral to the Trump campaign. All these people have been convicted and several of them are going to prison. So it wasn't that nothing, there was no smoke. There was plenty of smoke and there was fire, but I do believe that fire didn't touch Donald Trump directly, or that it certainly wasn't established that it did when it came to conspiracy and collusion.
Okay, and to finish with you, Cal Thomas, what do you expect Donald Trump's reaction will be now? There's two things particularly I'm interested in. Could he move perhaps to give pardons to the likes of the Paul Manaforts who have gone to prison? And could it be that he will now try and wreak vengeance against those who he believes were responsible for what he has consistently called a witch hunt?
Yeah, well, I think, Matt, that he is right to claim vindication. I think he's right to criticize a lot of the media, which went with hearsay and allegations, many of which proved out to be untrue. And I think as far as retribution goes, if it were me, but of course he's not me, I would just let it go. I would go on to the issues that the American people care about, the economy, employment, all of these things we've talked about on previous Tuesdays on Today FM. Everything is going in his favor, and I don't think it will help him to go on and relitigate all of this. Now, the Democrats will, and the question is, whether they will hurt themselves by doing this. All of these investigations, especially on the House side now, are coming. Lindsey Graham, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, says he is going to have the Attorney General to come up and testify, and I think that's a good thing. But the Democrats could overplay their hand, just like the Republicans did in the impeachment of Bill Clinton. The American people want fairness, and they've seen the evidence on this, or at least a summary of it. And when they see the rest of it, and if it confirms what the four-page summary says, I think a lot of us are going to want to move on.
Thank you very much. Cal Thomas and Marion McKeown, of course, will be back tomorrow night at around 20 to 6 for their weekly contributions to The Last Word here on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.